Good morning to you. In our last few moments, we're going to take a quick look at a scripture portion, familiar scripture portion. If you could grab your sword and flip over into the New Testament. Amen, amen. Good to see the smiling faces this morning. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
All right, let's take a look at Matthew, book of Matthew, which of course is the first book of the New Testament. We're going to take a look at chapter 2, a very familiar scripture portion. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I still hear pages turning, so I'll wait a few moments. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When King Herod heard this from the Magi, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. 'In Bethlehem, in Judea,' they replied, 'for this is what the prophet has written.'" Skipping to verse 7, "Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.' After they had heard the king, they went on their way, the Magi, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, bowed down, worshipped him, and opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." I want to speak very briefly with this morning on the topic of greatest hits. Greatest hits. When I was a child, when I was younger, they used to play commercials on the TV, they probably still do, various musical artists who had in yesteryear been famous, but now they were kind of at the twilight of their career. But on TV, they would show these commercials, and now you can buy the greatest hits of so-and-so. And I would chuckle, like, I don't even know these guys. They're all washed up, you know. And I was like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if one day somebody like Stevie Wonder, they'd be having their things on the TV, the greatest hits of Stevie Wonder. Well, of course, that day is now coming on. Now even that's kind of old. So time goes on. And it's interesting, as I was thinking about artists and thinking about the greatest hits of an artist, the artist doesn't really get to pick what the greatest hits are. The market picks that. The artist might puts a lot of time into each song and thinks, "Oh my God, this song, this is going to be awesome." And it may be a complete dud. But if that artist keeps working out, a couple of them may become hits and ones that he didn't even or she didn't even like. But the market says, "Man, we love that." And that's a part of their greatest hits. And I thought about that as my dear brother Brian Spriggs, who has passed away, and I was looking at the Facebook posts regarding him. Different ones would reminisce and remember, "Oh, do you remember the such and such a song Brian used to do? Love in the kingdom, cha. Come on, everybody." And they talk about this song. They say, "Oh, his Brian's greatest hits of song, but also his greatest hits in terms of how he touched this one, and how he had a smile for that one, and how this was it. Oh, he was my father." one person said. He mentored me. He always hugged me, braced me, had that little head hit that he would do to me. They reminisced about Brian's greatest hits. And this is a metaphor for our lives, I think. We don't know when our time will come. And the question will be, what will be our greatest hits? You ever think about that? When they play the commercial about your life and your records, your albums, your CDs, your MP3s, what will they say is your greatest hits? There's a management guru that many of you heard of called Stephen Covey. Wrote a book called The 7 Habits of Effective People. And one of his points is when you start a project, you need to start with the end in mind. And then you set up milestones and strategies and plans, etc., so that you can reach that end goal. Start with the end in mind. Well, that's similar for our lives. We need to start with our end in mind. Because make no bones about it, all of us have an end coming physically. It is appointed to man once to die, and then the judgment. What will be your end? If you start with your end in mind, what do you want your greatest hits to be? And therefore, in a project management point of view regarding your life, what do you need to do now so that when it's time comes for your greatest hits to be recounted, it will be a positive story? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 talks about, paints the metaphor of life as a race. And it talks about how these ones are training, how athletes prepare for a race, how much more so do we need to buffet our bodies and to discipline ourselves so that as we run the race of life, we ourselves will not be disqualified. And the writer goes on to say that they run their race, athletes, to get a crown that perishes. We do it to run our race to get a crown that will last. Make sure that you're running in the right race and that the end that you're keeping in mind is an end that will not corrupt in eternity. Because only what you do for Christ will last. Which brings us back to those magi we read about. Magi, wise men, known throughout their regions. They likely did many great and sagacious things. Sagacious is a $25 word meaning sage-like. Sage, of course, is someone who's wise. That's why they were wise men. Their lives, apparently, we don't hear much about them, but apparently they had done phenomenal things of great wisdom and insight. But we don't really hear them listed at all. All we get a list of is their greatest hit, which was that they brought gifts to the Christ. Despite all the work they put into their careers and their professions and building their reputation, eternity chose their greatest hits as the gifts they brought to Jesus the Christ. They indeed chose wisely. What will be your greatest hits? What about you? What will be your greatest hits? What will you choose to invest your time in? The good news is that as long as you are alive, it's not too late to change. If you, as you start, as Stephen Covey said, with the end in mind, if you look at that end and say, I want to be there, and as you, in a life project management, say, in order to get from here to there, I'm going the wrong way right now. You know what? I need to change some things. Change some things in my life. If I want my greatest hits to be. We don't know how long we have. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. But as long as you are alive, you can work to change your destination. I'm reminded of someone I've mentioned to you on occasion, a gentleman named Alfred, who became very wealthy because he invented dynamite. Became very wealthy. But as he looked at his life and looked at the end of his life and what he wanted people to remember him for, he said, you know what? When I'm gone, I don't really want people to remember me for being the inventor of dynamite, something that blows up stuff. And even though he had, like the Magi perhaps, achieved great things, he was financially incredibly set. He was a man of power. But Alfred said, that's not the end. That's not the greatest hit. I want people to sing about me. So he made a change. He endowed a huge philanthropy organization and set up so that different people would be recognized for achieving certain things. If you were great in this field, that field, you would be recognized with a huge financial gift and all this renown. And so now whenever anybody in the world talks about Alfred, that's what they remember about him. They don't remember anything about the dynamite. All they remember is this great philanthropy and recognition process that Alfred has put in mind. So that became his greatest hit. And it's synonymous with his name, with Alfred's name. But you perhaps don't remember his first name. You perhaps might remember his last name, which was Nobel. The Nobel Prize. He redesigned his greatest hit because he started with the end in mind. What will be your greatest hit? Let's learn from the Magi when we are planning to create our greatest hits. And like the Magi, let's remember, wise men still seek him. Shout Jesus on three. One, two, three.
Jesus!
Be blessed.